My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, where you can listen to The Chris Russell Show. Every day on the Team 980. And Chris Russell, the Rooster, joins us right now. What's up, Rooster?
Cock-a-doodle-doo, boys. How are you? Thanks for the intro. What's going on?
Hello, Rooster.
Doing all right.
You don't have any intel on why Jamin Davis was a healthy scratch, do you?
I was trying to figure that one out over breakfast myself, Cakes.
I'm starting to think that the...
Still trying to figure it out.
Yeah. The simple answer is he's not good.
Well, I mean, listen, he was really good against the run in Tampa. That's what I know. And let's start with that. In terms of pass rush, just, I mean, we have to understand he's still converting to this position, but I think what caught him yesterday was Cleveland Farrell was was questionable because he missed practice on Friday. So they had to promote Carlos Watkins from the practice squad because they weren't sure whether Cleveland Farrell was going to go. And then along with Johnny Newton making his debut, you know, it became a numbers game issue. So I think that's what caught up to him, but I wasn't in with DQ after the game, so I don't know if he was asked that because I was in the locker room, because Dan takes forever to get to the podium, so I may have missed that. I'm trying to look real quickly through the press conference notes. I don't think he was asked about that.
Have you been equally underwhelmed as EB is underwhelmed by the coaching staff so far?
I wouldn't say underwhelmed, but I would say not satisfied. I don't know if that's just the older me. I think Cliff Kingsbury has been better than the book on him in terms of the perception. What I would say that I'm most disappointed by, first of all, special teams. I mean, outside of Austin Seibert kicking 7 of 7 field goals, 6 of 6 chippies, the special teams has been a disaster in so many ways. Penalties and I mean, they cost themselves a kickoff return to start the game yesterday. They had an unsportsmanlike penalty.
Same guy.
Yeah, exactly. That moved the ball out to the 47. You're absolutely right, Jason. I mean, so it was a disaster in Tampa. So I would say that part of the operation has been my most frustrating. I would say Joe Witt is second in that regard because his guys haven't tackled at all. They haven't got, or they didn't get that interior pass rush. I was just looking. I know you guys were talking about it. Jerron Payne didn't, unless I'm missing him, didn't even show up on the stat sheet yesterday. I mean, I was there. He was invisible to the naked eye, but until I go back and slowly watch every play over again, I can't see everything. I know I noticed him last week in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium. I know that. I saw.
He created the one pressure that led to the Farrell sack.
Right.
But
you're
other
right.
than that,
that's fair.
Pretty non-existent.
They talked about they're being doubled all the time.
We talked about it that, look, Singletary had himself a big day with largely runs up the middle, and Daniel Jones did as well. What can they do to address that?
So
the linebackers just need to play better?
Well, yes, they need to, overall, they need to tackle better. Let's start there. Okay. And I think they made a key adjustment yesterday in the second half, or as the game wore along, when Michael Davis was getting beat and destroyed by Malik Nabers and missing tackles left and right. They moved St. Juice more over towards Malik Nabers. And yes, he gave up the big crossing route late in the game. And sure, Malik Nabers had the drop on fourth down. I'm not saying St. Juice was great, but St. Juice was better.
I thought he was
better.
Pretty good.
Exactly. St. Juice was better in coverage against Malik Nabers than Michael Davis earlier in the game, and we all know about Emmanuel Forbes. Now, St. Juice also had that punch out of the fumble. I talked to him after the game. He's like, look, I got beat. I didn't contain. And my job at that point is to do something to help out, and he punched the ball out. So that was a huge turn. So they need to get more takeaways. That was one takeaway yesterday, right? That was their first of the year. They need to get more pass rush, more sustained pass rush. One way that I think they can do it, if they can get comfortable on the back end, and that's a huge if, especially especially with who's ahead, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Cincinnati on Monday night, and even Arizona and Marvin Harrison, right? If they can figure out a way to get comfortable, maybe blitzing more from the secondary. I thought this defense was going to be more aggressive and creative in that regard. And maybe it's just a matter of they just don't feel comfortable with their guys on the back end. And how could you, especially now with Forbes being hurt? But to me, mixing and blitzing from the safeties like a Jeremy Chinn, somebody, Quan Martin, guys like that, I saw little glimpses of that in training camp. I want to nickel blitzes with Mikey Sanderstill. I want to see more of that to crank up the pressure, to create havoc, to create chaos, and I haven't seen a lot of it yet.
Sandra Still's had a bit of a rough outing the first 2 weeks. I mean, he's a rookie. That's to be expected. What's his confidence like? I know that they were raving about him during training camp and preseason, and that he was going to play a big role. He's playing a big role, but it's, you know, he's taking some lumps along the way.
Yeah, I mean, unofficially, I haven't, you know, it just in the Rooster grading system, which is not the PFF grading system, yes. I haven't given up three touchdowns, right? Not good in two games. But, I mean, he's going to get better. Listen, I would say this. Mikey Sanders still learning how to play corner.
Right,
remember,
right.
He was a pretty decent Jason, would you agree? He was a pretty decent receiver a couple of years ago for Michigan, right? I know you watch a ton of college football.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he was explosive or great, but he was pretty effective. He's been playing corner for 2+ years, right? And now we're asking him to play at the highest level. And so I think he's going to be better. I don't think that's an issue. And St. Juice bouncing back yesterday, even though he wasn't bad in Tampa and it was more Mike Evans, Baker Mayfield, I think that's a really positive sign. Davis, we're going to have to see. I would love for them to still bring in a veteran corner. I don't know if they view Xavier Howard as a scheme fit. I tend to think like great players, you can figure out a way to make it work, but maybe it's just they don't want to pay him 3 years and I don't know, $45 million or whatever the hell he's asking for as a street free agent. All I know is that dude can ball, and they don't have enough dudes that can ball on the back end.
Yeah, and think about it. The Bengals are desperate for a win. They're playing Monday night.
Yep.
Neighbors got 18 targets.
Yeah.
And what, 10 or 11 catches?
Yeah.
Burrow is going to look Jamar Chase's away the entire day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's going to be a real issue. I don't know. We're going to have to figure something out. Either double him the entire game and make like Gesicki and I don't know if Higgins is going to play, make those guys beat you, but man, Chase should do some damage.
I mean, and that's where to me, I think Cakes was talking about how, you know, Joe Burrow a little bit more of a statue. I mean, I don't know if I would call Joe Burrow a statue. He can move around a little bit in the pocket, but he's not Kyler Murray, who you're going to face 5 days after that, right?
No, but so, he can hurt you if you don't account for him. He
moves better than Jared Goff or some other statues.
Correct. So to me, I think this folds into, hey, you know, if I'm going to get torched by being conservative or by trying to play coverage and I don't have the horses to play coverage, especially if they don't bring in anybody of any substance this week, which I don't think they're going to do, to me, that's where I would get aggressive and say, you know what, if I'm going to get beat, if I'm going to get destroyed, I'm going to go down with, you know, basically unloading the kitchen sink. And maybe you don't have to do it on every snap. Certainly you don't, but get creative. And that's what I'm talking about. Some of that secondary blitzing, the nickel slot out of the safety. Do something to kind of jack it up so that you don't have to rely always on Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen trying to win their battles, especially if they're getting double teamed, which certainly they're getting double teamed on the interior. Not every snap, but I mean, they're getting pushed around and they're getting doubled and combo blocked a lot. Yes, that is true.
Hey, Rooster, let's touch on some positives here. Eckler's touches go from 6 in week 1 to 11 in week 2, so a near double there. He looks like he definitely still has a lot of burst, wiggle left. Leads the team in receiving yards. That's a little bit scary through 2 weeks, but you love to see the expansion of the Eckler role.
Yeah, and we saw it last week in Tampa on the little 22-yard middle screen, you know, where he runs off a play action and he just finds a little hole in the middle of the defense and boom, and gets 22 yards. We saw it yesterday. They ran him off the right side and he kind of arrowed in over the, you know, from right to left over the middle, and I think that was a 16-yard gain. We've seen him used in the role that I thought they would use him in, and I'm very happy about that. And the one thing that I would like to see them do more is like toss pitches to get him downhill and out on the perimeter with speed that I know he has, that I've saw over and over and over again in training camp. That's the one thing that I would like now to see them kind of incorporate a little bit more than just the screen game. But between Brian Robinson doing what he did yesterday, guys, and how about that one long run? I think it was the 30-yard run or somewhere in that range where he's just like bottled up in the middle and you can't find him. And then all of a sudden, Brian Robinson's like trucking through about 8 guys and running and taking off. Now, he doesn't have the closing speed or the breakaway speed, but that 1-2 combo has been very, very, very good for the Washington Commanders. Now it's about finding a different way to incorporate others. Zach Ertz got untracked a little bit yesterday. Noah Brown was really good, I thought, yesterday. Terry, you know, I mean, a couple of times they threw a little screen to him on the first play of a series and they lost yardage. I don't know. One time I know it was on Luke McCaffrey not sustaining his block. So they're going to have to find different ways to get different weapons, because what are smart defenses like Lou Anarumo and the Bengals going to do? Well, they're going to say, well, they're just screening and getting rid of the football real quickly to their wide receivers and or Austin Eckler, and they're going to start jumping that and reading that and blowing that up.
All right, so we're talking to Chris Russell. You can listen to him on the Team 980. We gave our grades of Jaden Daniels. What would you grade him?
Just yesterday or
yes,
overall?
Just yesterday.
Just yesterday, yeah.
I would give him a B, and here's why. I listen. I love Jaden, the overall kid, prospect, mature young man, all competitor, whatever. I didn't think, and I think the guys around me in the press box, like Hoffman and Grant and Mitch Tischler and John Keim and what, I don't know what John told you guys. In the first half, I didn't think he saw the field particularly great. Maybe I'll feel differently when I slow it down and watch all the all-22s and all that crap. But I didn't think he saw the field particularly great. But as the game wore on, I thought he saw it a lot better. To hit that Noah Brown play that keyed the final drive, hit Zach Ertz a couple of times. You know, I thought he did a better job of seeing, recognizing the field, not running right away, not trying to scramble right away, not trying to take off right away, and not getting sacked as much. Guess we talk about the 7 field goals and no touchdowns. And you know, like, I know the penalties were a big part of it, but on 5 of those 7 field goal drives, he got sacked. Now, that's not all on him, but some of that is on him. And some of it is just him being a rookie, right? You don't want him taking the savage beating that Caleb Williams took last night. Well, guess what? Teams are going to continue to test and test and test these rookies across the board until they know that they can beat them with their processing, their eyes, and their anticipation, which is something that I think Jaden is still trying to figure out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, there were a couple times there where, I mean, clearly he could have just thrown it away.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And you don't want them throwing it away just because they see ghosts, right, E.B.?
No.
I mean, don't want that, but you want, like, somewhere in between. And I always say, again, he's got the arm strength, right? He doesn't have a cannon like Josh Allen or whatever, but he's got the arm strength. It's not beating somebody with your arm necessarily. It's beating somebody with your eyes and your anticipation and your timing and your rhythm. And I saw better as the game wore on yesterday, which makes sense, right? I mean, the Giants maybe wear down a little bit. You get a little more cohesion. You get a little more feel for the game and what they're trying to do and how they're trying to attack you. And again, I think Noah Brown being added to the mix. Look, the guy's not a world beater by any stretch, but I mean, at least he like gives you a bigger body target. And at least he gives you another option besides just Terry, because I'm telling you, defenses are keying in on Terry, and he's not good enough of a separator to give Jaden constantly like a wide window to throw on every route, on every target. Sometimes he will, especially when he gets going downhill, but not on these little bubble screens and gadget plays like they started the game off with yesterday, and they did a couple of times, and they lost yardage again on the first play of the series. So I think that's going to help him, even though you got to go on the road in a loud environment the next two games. I think that's going to help him.
All right, Rooster, good stuff as always.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Talk to you again soon. See ya.
You can listen to him later today on the Team 980. A little bit later in the show, we have our Honda Huddle. Plus, at 9 o'clock, we will tackle Jaden Daniels. Will he be able to hold up this season with the amount of hits he's been taking? Ooh. We'll tackle that at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.